101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 8:14. Temperature jumped. We're up to 72 degrees now. I have a feeling we're going to be complaining about humidity by the time we get to the end of the day. Pretty sure that's the plan. But I'm good with it for right now. And we have guests in the studio for a community conversation this morning, and I'm going to have guests from the Volunteer Center and from Cedar Community introduce themselves.
Sure. Good morning. I'm Melanie Gonring, the Program Director at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Michelle Spettle, Marketing Specialist from the Volunteer Center.
I'm Bonnie Amerling, Volunteer Coordinator from Cedar Community.
Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Boy, it's a beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
Gorgeous. So.
And you started the first, did the first camp superhero bus yesterday.
Yes, we did. Yesterday we kicked off camp, so the next 7 weeks we'll be busy out every Wednesday. Look for the Do Good bus cruising around West Bend and maybe beyond. It was a beautiful day to get started and just another awesome group of kids. Every year I'm just amazed by these kids and their hard work and willingness to pitch in, so...
And the Do Good Bus is out for other things as well.
It is, yeah. July is a very busy month for us on the Do Good Bus. But I just wanted to plug our next community ride for the Do Good Bus, which will be on Saturday, July 27th. This one starts a little bit earlier in the morning, but maybe if it's a really hot day, you'd want to be up early and get started, right?
Right.
That ride is from 7 a.m., and we will for sure be done by noon, likely a little bit sooner, but just kind of block that 7 to noon time frame. And this one is really special because we get asked over and over again from people how, you know, they can bring their kids with them, and do we have any rides that are ever appropriate for a three-year-old? And sometimes, unfortunately, that we just can't bring kids that young, but this one is all age friendly, so a great opportunity to bring the family out and do something good on July 27th.
Yeah, I may have been involved with this ride a few years, and it's an amazing day. It's you're going to walk away really feeling good.
And the tease for this one is
sometimes cheering on others through the tough times is the best way you can help.
Oh, okay, all right.
Maybe a little more cryptic than some others.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Take a look at the flyer. That might help too.
There you go.
Another thing that we have going on in the hub, we are right at the end of setting up a new giving tree. So about Christmas time, we did a giving tree that helped out the gingerbread house, and it was small gifts for adults. This time we are doing small gifts for children for friends, our friends at Friends. Friends helps people who are experiencing violence in their home and giving them shelter from to move on past that experience. And sometimes those families leave with little to nothing.
And pretty much the clothes on your back sometimes.
Right. So this list is intended to help kids have fun this summer. So it's things like bubbles and balls and games to play on a rainy day.
Sidewalk chalk.
Yeah.
We're calling it Summer of Fun.
Okay.
So all of those good summer toys.
Right. So if you visit the hub, we'll have our tree out right in the entrance by the chalkboard. It will be filled with leaves that you can take away and bring back with a gift. And we'll have our box of collecting donations out as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to be tonight at the Riverwalk East and the Moa Gardens grand opening ribbon cutting that's happening downtown. We've had the benefit of watching this through our front windows all kind of take shape over the last couple of summers, and their big ribbon cutting is tonight. So between 4:30 and 6, we'll be there with our hub tent handing out samples of our hibiscus iced tea and cold brew coffee, and it both sound really good and refreshing on maybe a humid day. So
that's a great picture of the way the hub looks that was on
from the river.
That was on Facebook when they posted earlier this week.
Right. One of our baristas took that.
Yeah, it was a really cool picture. People should look that up. People should follow you on Facebook. You know, we'll just mention
I think
that.
So
for
too,
you.
They should. It's a good place to find out what's going on.
Yeah, we'll just mention that. Okay.
Thanks. Another thing you might find out if you follow us on Facebook, we'll be talking about all our summer drinks that are coming live for very soon. You'll find things like special iced coffees, some interesting lemonades, and maybe an Italian soda or two.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
So we're going to kick things over.
Sure, why not?
We're going to shift over to our guest today in the studio. Bonnie, why don't you introduce yourself once again?
Hi, I'm Bonnie Ammerling. I am from Cedar Community. I'm the volunteer coordinator at Cedar Community for the past 25 years.
I was going to, if you didn't mention that, I was going to say, and let us know how long you've been there.
I've been actually at Cedar Community for 35, but in the role of volunteer coordinator for 25. So
wow. So then you are a perfect guest to let our listeners know a little bit about Cedar Community, what the mission is, and what kind of things do they do for the community?
Cedar Community, we're trying to make the best lives possible for seniors. We are a senior living community. We have everything from independent living, memory care, assisted living, and skilled care nursing. We have about 850 residents living throughout Cedar Community, and we have a continuum of care if it is needed. Cedar Community, they're just trying to enhance the best life possible for seniors, and it's to live more and to get the community involved.
Well, and not necessarily seniors, I found out. When Kathy was here earlier this week, I found out that some of the apartments are set up, you know, people 55 or over.
Well, that's a senior. I'm
55.
Yes,
I don't. Now, see, I'm 55, and I don't think I'm a senior.
Right. We're seniorettes, so yes. It is set up for people 55 and older. And we do have a wide variety of ages. I think our youngest resident is around 58, and I think our oldest resident just turned 100. So it's very, very wide range.
Okay.
And it's amazing. I actually have a gentleman out that he is 83 years old, and he is kayaking with a group this morning, teaching.
It's
really neat.
Awesome. So the Volunteer Center has had the joy and pleasure of doing a lot with you. Boy, they helped us out with, you have a great wood shop that that they've helped us, but we've also helped you with volunteers. Can you talk a little bit about what types of volunteer opportunities you have?
Yes, we have really different volunteer opportunities. We have some very unique volunteer opportunities this summer. We have our pontoon boat drivers and our golf cart drivers. We're very fortunate to be connected to Big Cedar Lake. And we have volunteers that are trained. We have 3 pontoon boats, and they take residents out on a regular basis for a ride, for an hour and a half ride. We're always looking for new volunteers for that, especially because we'll probably have the boats in the water till the middle of October. And our golf carts aren't a regular size golf cart. They hold 7 people, and we have 240 acres, so we have beautiful trails to drive these golf carts on. So we bring the volunteers out and train them on the golf carts. They're very simple. They're electric to drive. And they take any of our residents, our assisted living, our independent residents, and they take them and their families or friends, or we can also have groups come out. We have a Red Hatters group out there tomorrow, and they're going to be just doing great trail rides as long as the weather provides. So, and they go through probably late April through late October. So it's really 2 of our most fun activities.
Okay, those are always our favorite in the spring when those pop up on our website. Oh, the pontoon driver one's up. We got to promote that one because it's just so unique. And
I'm guessing you want people who are 18 or over?
Yes, they have to be 18 or over to drive the golf carts and the boats due to liability.
Right.
So yes,
right.
Definitely.
Okay, but they can at 18. Okay.
They can, yes.
All right.
You have some other indoor opportunities to volunteer as well.
We do. Every month I actually send out a list. It's called the Volunteer Connections. That can be by either email or regular postal mail. And it lists all the different activities going out for the month. It has everything from game days to bingo, to like a special event coming up, like either a carnival day or a casino day. Right now we're working on a lot of cookouts. We do a lot of outings throughout the summer. We actually are today at the Milwaukee County Zoo, and we have a group of volunteers picking strawberries over at Fiddler's, where we're going to be making strawberry jam with the residents later in the week, so that'll be fun.
Okay, you guys got to get on her list so you know what these opportunities are.
So it is a lot of fun. There's a lot of different things. We have a lot of special events coming up. One of our biggest events coming up is the butterfly release on August 17th. That is, it's open to the public. It's to have family and friends come and remember their loved ones. We are going to be selling tickets for this. They're $5 a ticket. And they're going to be available at the Hub. Mm-hmm. So come on over to the Hub and get a cup of coffee and buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. And that entitles you to your entrance fee and a butterfly. Kids under the age of 6 are free. They're also going to be available at Commerce Bank and National Exchange Bank or at any of our Cedar community locations. Definitely looking for volunteers to help that day on either taking tickets as people come in behind our food stand, helping with our memory wall. We're going to have a large activity tent for people of all ages to work and do things in. So you can always use help there.
Remind us the date again.
The date is Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And that'll be held where?
At Cedar Ridge. That is at 113 Cedar Ridge Drive. It's right off of Highway 33. If you take a left by Gordy Boucher, it's right down the road there.
It's where I vote.
That's where you vote. Yes.
And where
if
I vote.
And it's rain or shine. We do have big tents set up, but if it would be the rain, if rain would come, we would just move it indoors.
So okay.
It's a good
Great.
Thing.
And again, if people want to get in touch with you directly to volunteer, they can go through the Volunteer Now website.
Absolutely.
Or they can go through.
Right. Or they can call me at Cedar Community at 306-2100. Or they can also go on our website and look at, and that's at www.cedarcommunity.org. And then just go to volunteers and it will list all of the different activities going on.
All right. Sounds great. Bonnie, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, Thank you.
Bonnie.
So let's talk about needs of the week,
yeah,
shall we?
Absolutely. Kathy Hospice is looking for volunteers to help provide a comforting presence to their patients and families. It's a flexible program to fit your schedule. There is a pretty intensive orientation that happens over a few sessions, about 10 to 15 hours of orientation. But that's really to help you feel as prepared as possible for such an important volunteer role.
The Feeding America Mobile Food Pantry will be coming to West Bend on June 28th. You can help.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's tomorrow.
Okay. I was like, wait, I think it's June 28th. Yes, it is. That is tomorrow. But the good news is that you do not have to sign up ahead of time to be helpful with this. It's a pop-up food pantry that runs from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the fourth Fridays of each month. But again, one is happening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Again, there is no need to sign up in advance. You just need to arrive at the Lawrence and Vivian Stockhausen Center. That's on West Washington, up on the north side of West Bend. You arrive at 10:30 and check in, and then you can be helpful with them and their pop-up food pantry.
Yeah. And lastly, our friends over at Casa Guadalupe are moving to their new office space come next week, July 1st. So they need lots of helping hands to help move boxes and furniture and unpack and clean and organize and all that fun stuff that comes with moving. But it's a beautiful new office space they're moving to. A great opportunity for those 14 and up to help out pretty much throughout the whole month of July, because you all know how long it takes to get settled somewhere new. So,
absolutely, absolutely. Now, if one of those volunteer opportunities doesn't have an appeal to you, perhaps they could find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities somewhere.
Yeah, they can. Right at our website, volunteernow.net. Click on the blue volunteer button and you'll see a database featuring all of the organizations we work with and their volunteer needs. Or you can always give us a call at 338-8256 if you need a little extra help coming up with an idea or walking through the site. We're happy to help as well.
And or stop in at the Hub, which is located
at 303 Water Street. That's right on the roundabout near downtown West Bend, across the street from MOA. And right on that beautiful new river walk.
Right. And again, you're going to be over there tonight when they do the big ribbon cutting ceremony for that. That'll be fun.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
always
sir.
Good to see
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
Have a happy 4th of July, and we'll get together again in a couple of weeks.
Perfect.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bonnie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Melanie and Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and Bonnie from Cedar Community. On 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470. President.